Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on the underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if that underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, a lot of news going on this week with Penn State football. Spring practice has begun this week. Another big day later this week. It is pro day for the Penn State football players who are going to look to be playing on Sundays in the fall. And it's particularly a big deal this year because there's no NFL combine.
This is pretty much it. And it's an interesting situation because most people, most years, are looking at pro day 40 times, for example, and saying, we cannot trust that information. Well, now you better figure out how it all fits together. If maybe they're all inflated, maybe all the 40-yard dash times will be inflated. Then maybe they all it will be apples to apples, but they will be probably pretty school friendly. That's the way that most teams, I'm sure, are looking at it. But those numbers will be interesting. I mean, you look at them all the time. But especially when you look at the two headliners of this whole show, Micah Parsons and Jason Elway, everybody wants to know what times these freak athletes are going to run, and we'll find out here soon. It'll be official then.
I think in particular, Jason Elway, at least with Micah Parsons, you had a full season in 2019 where he was pretty much at the top of his game. There were results that came along with the promise and potential. Jason Elway is unique. If some of the stories of what he's going to run in the 40 are true, the guy's a freak, okay? An absolute freak. That's going to draw people in. But you also have to add into the mix zero sacks from this guy in his last year in college football. Dustin, how do you weigh that potential versus performance?
Somebody's going to be convinced. He just has to convince one team. And I feel like if he runs a sub 4.4 and teams do believe that it's somewhat legitimate, that somebody, I feel like, is going to take him at the bottom of the first round. And the reason for that, obviously the physical tools, being able to run that at that frame is exceptional no matter what. I also think that the production wasn't there, but I don't think game film is going to be horrible for him either. I think there were pressures. I thought he did a nice job showing inside outside rushing ability. That was another piece of his game that he showed last year. Again, all in the context of he never got to the quarterback. And it is hard to fathom a first round pick who never got to the quarterback. But I think he showed a diverse enough skill set on game film that it won't be too much of a stretch just to put the physical tools with that film and call him a first rounder. My personal belief is that he's going to run an exceptional time. He's going to do freakish things. I assume they're going to do the cone drill and that type of stuff. He's going to excel in all these areas. I think he is going to be a very good stand-up linebacker in a 3-4 scheme. I think that's the best way that I feel Jason Elway's unique skill set can be used. He can rush the quarterback. He can also defend the run. I think you're going to see, obviously with his skill set, he's going to be able to play in space. this will be an interesting time where he can solidify that, that no matter what defense you run, Jason Owe should be a consideration in the first round of the draft. And I think even teams that use that 3-4 scheme who could peg him as an outside linebacker could be sold that he's worth that.
And another thing that we should add, and I'm one who really, you know, dwells on that zero sacks. You do have to say, though, they played 9 games last season, not the 12 or 13 with a bowl game. And also, he missed a few of those games. So essentially, it was only for half a season that he came up with the zero sacks. The other guy that we're looking at that you alluded to is Micah Parsons. Freak athlete. A lot of people think he's the best defensive player in the draft. Looking at the mock drafts, though, Dustin, it's kind of all over the place. I saw him in some of these mock drafts going as high as number 5, and I see other places where he's 20-something in the first round. What's going on?
To me, it all kind of boils down to position scarcity and position premiums. Micah Parsons does not play a premium position. He does not have a bona fide, we'll get to the passer, pass rusher. He's not viewed as an edge rusher. I think he can do that, but I think everybody seems to be just viewing him as an inside linebacker. And that is probably is one of the least premium positions you can get when it comes to draft valuations. And I think that's what's driving his draft value up and down. And I think it's going to play out on draft day too. I think you always see a guy who is a top 10 talent who doesn't play a premium position start to slide just because teams are going to be jockeying for position and they're going to be drafting quarterbacks at the tail end of that top 10. I have no question he's going to fall out of that top 10 mix just because of the way that drafts always go. You're going to see teams moving up looking for tackles. You're going to see teams moving up looking for quarterbacks. If they're not moving up, I think they're going to be valuing those positions more so than an inside linebacker. But I do think recency is going to help Micah Parsons because linebackers just like him, Lavonte David and Devin White for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, really helped win the Bucs the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. So to see that a rangy, fast, athletic inside linebacker who can do it all, there is some recent history to suggest that they should be valued. I don't think there's a whole lot more Micah Parsons can do to climb into that top 10 mix. He needs one team to love him. And I'm not sure that's going to trump all the position, you know, the tackles and quarterbacks specifically. I think you see it every year. The top 10, 12, 15 teams are moving up. Teams are looking for those positions specifically. And right or wrong, as an inside linebacker, there's not a lot of urgency to draft a guy like Micah Parsons, no matter how good he is. I think that's just the way that the NFL is going.
And you're right. There's always that quarterback or two who was ranked at the end of the first round. Next thing you know, they're a top 10 pick for teams desperate for a quarterback. The other very highly rated player coming out of Penn State is Pat Freiermuth, the tight end. He's considered by maybe the second or third best tight end in the class, but you're not seeing a lot of tight ends going in the first round. Where do you think Pat Freiermuth will be going? And with his shoulder issues, does he have a lot to prove at this pro day?
I think he needs to show that he's more athletic than maybe teams think that he is. Daniel Jeremiah from NFL.com made a really interesting comparison for Pat Freiermuth back when he was healthy. I think it might have been even before the 2020 season began. Compared him to Hunter Henry of the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, Hunter Henry is a free agent after 4 years, and there's still talk about he's undervalued, he's underappreciated. And I think that's going to be Pat Freiermuth from the very start here, is that he's not going to blow anybody away with his athleticism. I think he needed to have something that resembled a monster 2020 season to get into that first round mix. Just because you're talking about, I mean, in the grand scheme of life, Pat Freiermuth is an exceptional athlete. In the grand scheme of first round NFL, he is not an exceptional athlete. And I think it's going to be hard for teams to justify any of that. I think he's probably a middle or late second round pick at this point. He might be able to change that some, but you look at a guy who is not an exceptional athlete for his position. underrated just by nature, the job that he does as a pass blocker, reliable receiver, good red zone threat, really nice skill set, but nothing really screams first rounder anyway. Then you throw in the shoulder issue and questions about that. I think he is he's going to be a mid or second, late second round pick who's going to do really, really well for himself. But again, the comparison to Hunter Henry is a fair one. Hunter Henry was a first rounder. He is, has been perpetually undervalued since. And I think that's Pat Freiermuth. He's just going to be undervalued just by his nature.
Those of us who've been following Penn State football, though, I look at him and I just say reliable. I suspect he's a guy, in 12 years, he's still going to be in the NFL and being described as that reliable tight end. Dustin, the couple other names, Michael Mennett, Will Fries, Shaka Tony, Lamont Wade, who has something to prove at Pro Day?
I think Shaka Tony, where he weighs in, what he runs, what kind of strength that he shows. I mean, there are just questions about, okay, there's no question he is an explosive guy off the edge. He has played only defensive end at Penn State. Can he do more than that? I don't think a lot of teams are going to say, okay, this guy who struggles to be 235 pounds is a true blue defensive end. I think you're going to see him be pigeonholed as a situational pass rush kind of guy. What more can he be? And I think physically what he shows will demonstrate that. Michael Mennett, you know, really rock solid. How exceptional are teams viewing him in terms of being an athlete? He's, again, a former five-star guy. I think he is a player who's going to be a mid-round pick, who he's going to stick around for a long time. Will Fries, is he a guard? Is he a tackle? Has that length? He's going to be able to help himself by doing something that jumps out athletically. But I think both of these guys will be interesting players. Lamont Wade, you know, can he run? You know, that would help him. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's not the most, he's not viewed as being an electric athlete. Again, from NFL Combine perspective, can he do something that catches the attention? Can he run, you know, a high 4.4 in the 40? That would help him a lot, but I don't think he's really viewed as a very exceptional athlete at safety. So all these guys can do something to help themselves, but I definitely view Shaka Tony and Michael Mennett as the next layer of draft picks beyond those big guys.
In mentioning Lamont Wade, yeah, he appears to be the guy. He's got to show something physically that he's got more than maybe what showed on tape, although he probably helped himself with his return game the last couple games. Perhaps he would be a special teams guy. That is it for our show, Dustin. Thanks so much for joining us, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.